gonna try to do my best to bring that gospel text and all those texts to our hearts and our minds today. I was like, all right, just keep reading. Just keep on reading, amen? But to really summarize, it was the end of the gospel. Thank you, sister. Let's give her a round of applause. What a beautiful gospel. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. The church said amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's pray, church. Father, we are in your house today, not by any coincidence, but by divine order. We know, Lord God, you don't make mistakes. And we know, Lord God, by your divine plan, we're here to be able to be fed and nourished by your word. And certainly, every time we hear it, we are blessed by it. And we pray, Lord God, today that your spirit would lead, God, and direct our hearts to absorb, Lord God, what you have for us. Because we realize, Lord, you're speaking to us. And that your spirit is molding and shaping and preparing us for what is ahead. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be here together as a family. And your spirit is binding us together. In Jesus' name, amen. It is a pleasure to be with you again. It's an honor. I think I heard I was here last June. Is that right? All right. I think it was somewhere around my birthday, as a matter of fact, wasn't it? Yeah, now it's all coming back. The gray hair is kicking in. Listen. But to be here today, this is our third week in the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Right? And as we look ahead, there are three, maybe four more weeks in the official season, but we're resurrection people, right? We're living every day in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we're living in the glory of the Lord every day. We're celebrating his victory over sin, over death, over the grave. We know that because of his resurrection, lives are being changed. Our lives have been changed, right? We know that every challenge that we meet, that it's already worked out in the name of Jesus. We're walking in the joy of our faith every day. And we know that we are free. Because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. Amen?
Amen?
The resurrection season is like no other time in the church year. You can talk about, you know, we're good liturgical folks. We can talk about the Advent. We can talk about Epiphany. But when it gets to the season of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have a higher praise, don't we? There's a higher joy involved. We're more dedicated to the word and committed to listening. And we fully understand what it means to walk by faith and not by sight, right? Because what they saw on Good Friday is not what happened on Resurrection morning. Amen? And we then have a greater understanding of the divine power and purpose that God has for us on this earth because of what we celebrate in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have this clear recognition of how God has gifted us, uniquely blessed us, and how Jesus is telling us every day, just follow me, it's going to be all right. That's why we can say, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. We heard a lot. Acts of the Apostles. To God be the glory. Right? We heard from the book of Revelations. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Right? And then we heard Jesus' proclamation to the disciples. Right? He's opening their minds. Like he opened our minds this afternoon. That's why when he's talking to Thomas, he said, what? Don't you see me? Don't you see the nail marks in my hands? Don't you see them in my feet and in my side? Stop doubting and believe. He's proclaiming his resurrection to Thomas and everyone that's around him, because it's not just a physical resurrection, it's a spiritual resurrection, and he wants them to hold on to it because that's exactly what's going to happen to them. So Jesus is passionate. He's pleading to them like he pleads to us every day that he is here to lead and guide and direct our lives to be 100% committed to be disciples that are on a mission to follow him, regardless of what we see with our eyes. We saw a lot on Good Friday, but we also saw a lot on Resurrection morning. Amen? There's a lot to learn from Acts to Revelations to the Gospel of John. Amen? But here are some keys for us. As believers who walk in the resurrection, never let anyone, let me say that again, never let anyone tell you that Jesus was just a prophet. Amen? Never let anyone tell you that Jesus was just a good guy. He was out doing good things. He was just helping people. Those miracles that happened, all that was because he was just a good guy. Never let anyone tell you that he was not the Son of the living God, the Alpha and the Omega that we just heard about. Amen? Never let anyone tell you that his crucifixion was just a story, a bedtime story. Never let anyone tell you that Jesus did not descend into hell so that we would never have to go to hell. Right? And finally, never let anyone tell you that his resurrection was just a hoax. This is important. It's important for us because we've got to understand where the disciples are at. 3 years with Jesus, and they still didn't get it, even when he's amongst them after his resurrection, right? They were inadequate in their support of Jesus and his mission because they were failing all the time. They lacked faith. They had a sinful behavior, a little bit of self-righteousness, right? Doubting, there's doubting Thomas, right? Denying Jesus, there's Peter. Where? Jesus, who is he? Three times, amen? Denying his even presence, right? A lack of commitment, hiding when they needed, when Jesus needed them most, he couldn't find them, right? And of course, their fear, their worry, hanging out by themselves in corners, watching Jesus being crucified instead of supporting their brother. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? It does. Sounds familiar, like me and you sometimes in our lives. We fail over and over and over again throughout our lives to really be the resurrection people that Jesus Christ went to the cross for. We have inadequate support. Do we truly use our time, our talents, and our treasures as God has blessed us? Only you can answer that question. We're not judging. We're just asking the question. There are times in our lives you have a lack of faith. God says, go this way. And we say, well, let me think about it. He didn't say the thing. He said, just go, right? We're not going to talk about our sinful nature, thoughts, right, words, and action that get in the way of us being the resurrection people he wants us to be. And unfortunately, there can be some self-righteousness involved. Just look at me. But we would never do that. Nobody here at Bethel would ever say that, right? And we're doubting Thomas's. You got to prove it to me, Lord, before I make any moves. You got to show me, really, rather than walking by faith and not by sight. And there are times when we're with friends and family members, and do we really stand up for Jesus, or do we sit on the sidelines and begin to deny him and quiet about what he's done and continues to do in our lives? And that lack of commitment. Are we 100% in, or some days we're 50, we're 60, we're 70, but somehow when we get to 99, we just can't get to 100, right? And he says, why are you worrying? Why do you have fear? If I can take care of the birds in the air, I can certainly take care of you. Amen? This is a 2025 resurrection season, saints. And I tell you, we have to be 100% in. Jesus was in for 33 years for us, not for himself. For 33 years, he made a sacrifice and walked away from his heavenly home so that we would have a heavenly home to go to. He did not leave us alone upon his ascension. He gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct and mold and shape us to look like him so that his mission would be able to continue. And he took care of Satan for us. The battle's already won. He's already conquered. We don't have to deal with him and his stuff. It's already taken care of, and we'll never see hell. Isn't that wonderful? We have to not even glance at it. Amen? Because the blood of the Lamb has washed away all of our sins. Amen. Some more bad news. We're living in a very corrupt world. Anything new? Right? We're living in a world that is certainly, certainly passing away. It's about to implode up on itself, right? It's on a train wreck Just look around, right? It doesn't take much to see it's on a train wreck, because this is not our home, saints. We can't grasp and try to hold on to things that are here as resurrection people, because we know this is not our home. We're on our way home, and the people always tell me, Pastor, don't rush me there. But look, we need to be ready. This is not our home. It's going to implode. This world is not here for us, saints. Jesus says, I'm coming back again soon. We don't know what tomorrow brings. Our sister here, her mother seeing Jesus face to face right now. Right? Had a very dear friend. His sister passed away at 4:03 a.m. the other day. We talked at 5 a.m. and said, she's looking at Jesus face to face. She's in his arms. This is not our home, saints. Further down in John, Jesus then challenges the disciples. If you read a little bit further when you get home, he asked them, do you love me? I want to ask you, do you love Jesus? Yes. Do you love Jesus? Are you willing to confess your faith to people around you because you love Jesus? Yes. Are you willing to let people know that there's nothing like the word from Genesis to Revelation? It's just sweet. It's blessing us every time we hear. Are you willing to accept the grace and the mercy of God in your life? Do you really, really love Jesus? He loves you. That's why he went to the cross, for you and for me. Walking in his grace and walking in his mercy, walking in his transforming power every day, there's nothing like it. That's why we can wake up in the morning and say, Christ is risen, he's risen indeed, hallelujah, amen, and he did it for me. Let me share some more scripture with you to bless your hearts. Think about these words, because we're free. In Joshua 1, what? Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Sometimes we want to run from the Lord, but we can't run, because he's wherever we go, and he's with us, and he's protecting us. Paul said to Timothy, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, of love, and self-control. Amen. Paul writes to Philippians, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Amen. The psalmist says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you desires of your heart. The Lord is my strength and my shield, and in him I put my trust. He is my helper. My heart exalts him. My song I give to him every day. And then in John, I said these things to you, that in me you might have peace. In this world, you have tribulations, but take heart. I have overcome this world. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer and believe, you will receive it. Amen? And finally, these words, may the God of our hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope every day of your life. Do you love Jesus as much as Jesus loved you? If that is the case, saints, let me just share with you that there's something we're all waiting to hear. You know what it is? Well done, thy good and faithful servant, right? That's why we love the Lord so much. We want to hear him speak to our ears, speak to our hearts, and just say, well done, my good and faithful servants. This is our season. This is a resurrection season. Joy should fill our hearts, and everyone in our family, all of our friends, all of our co-workers, all of our neighbors, the person at Macy's and Walmart should know the joy of your love for Jesus Christ. This is our season to tell this good news, to let people know this world is imploding. You need to know Jesus and have relationship with him so that you can also hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the story for this broken world. God has all the rest that you need. Just trust him and walk by faith and not by sight. All that we heard from Acts to Revelations and then back to the gospel, amen, culminates right there. Come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let's pray. We rejoice, Lord God, when your word satisfies our hearts and our minds. It's like honey to us, Lord God. And as we're walking in this treacherous world, we praise and thank you that we do not have to live in fear, doubt, or worry. Because we know, Lord God, that you're leading, guiding, directing, molding, shaping, and preparing us for everything that's around us because you are victorious over it all. May we walk in our victory. May we proclaim our victory. May we celebrate our victory in you, Jesus Christ, every day so that everyone around us sees our light shining and have a desire to know you for themselves. Bless us, Holy Spirit, in this season so that our lives are a blessing to all those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.